Well, we are very happy this afternoon to see all of you coming. Thank you for coming.
非常高興見到大家今日係同我哋一齊。
Oh, this is a very happy and joyous day in our church.
呢個係我哋教會一個好高興、好快樂嘅一個日子。
Today, I especially ask the general director of our association, ASAM, Pastor Simon Wong, to be my interpreter.
今日咧，我掹咗華基聯會嘅會幕過嚟咧，幫我翻譯。
I want to do this to honor him.
我想係讚賞下佢啫。
Before he became the general director of our association,
在佢未參與華基聯會作為一個會幕之前,
for 28 years he was our senior associate pastor.
陳牧師應該係26年啫。
26 years. For 26 years he was our senior associate pastor.
黃少明咧係呢個城北華基教會嘅做咗20年嘅副牧師。
26年啊。 What you see today and all these things that we have, of course, we give thanks to God, but a lot of them were because of him. He helped us to build this church.
你今天看见这个教会的情况,大部分都是神的恩典来的。
It's all God's grace, but also because of him.
全部都是神的恩典。那我们两个呢, 是参加了一部分。
Yeah. Well, we praise God and thank him for selecting Pastor Stephen and Pastor Homing to be our two lead pastors for the future.
我们感谢神选择了傅作恩牧师和崔浩明牧师是成为我们城北华基的主任牧师。
And the board also has asked our Pastor Paul Ting, our executive pastor, to help them by forming a cabinet to lead this church.
教会的执事会亦都是请了Pastor Paul Ting组成一个内阁。
Yeah. Now, folks, leading a church is not like running a business.
带领一间教会并不是做生意那么简单的。
A good businessman, he or she will always constantly monitor success and results.
因为做生意呢，佢时常都要睇住佢嘅业绩。
Because he or she wants to know and wants to determine what he or she should do next.
因为佢一直都喺度考虑究竟下一步系点样可以增加佢嘅价值。
But church ministry is different from running a business.
但系教会嘅事工同一个嘅生意系非常嘅唔同。
Church ministry is about life transformation.
因为教会是有关生命的更新。
And this transformation comes from the power of the Holy Spirit in Christ.
而这个更新是因为藉着耶稣基督和圣灵的力量是而可以有的。
And therefore, I especially like my cabinet and also, brother and sister, all of you to understand this.
所以我很想我们的这个新的组合和弟兄姊妹是要去明白。
Minister leads first and foremost by example.
因为事工的带领呢,是最重要的就是因为我们自己的榜样。
Because your example will demonstrate to other people that life change is possible in Christ.
因为你的榜样是让人看见生命的改变是可以的。
Not only that you need to lead by example,
不单止你要将自己成为一个榜样这样去带领。
And then secondly, you need to teach the scripture.
第二样就是你要讲解圣经。
And let the truth of God permeate your life to bring such change.
用神的真理去改变你的生命,让人看到这个改变。
And then finally, it's through building relationship with others to propagate the gospel.
最后第三样呢,就是藉着你与人建立好的关系的时候呢,就能够见证这个福音的能力。
And to propagate the gospel to people in the church, in the community, and all over the world.
这个能力不单止在教会里面的弟兄姊妹当中是显明出来,并且在社区里面呢,是能够让人都看见。
We will do our best And then God will do the rest to grow the church.
我哋系努力嘅，系去做，神就会为我哋完成我哋嘅努力。
As 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, Paul said this.
响呢个哥罗西斯哥林多前书
chapter 3 verse 6, Paul said this.
第三章第六节，保罗咁讲。
Paul said, "I planted the seed, Apollo watered it, but God made it grow."
保罗话咧，我播种，但系阿波罗咧就系浇灌，但系神系叫佢生长。
So this afternoon, not only my congratulation, but my desire is to especially let two lead pastor and the cabinet to understand that instead of focusing on the results and goals, concentrate on what you can first control, and which is yourself and your teaching.
所以今日下午咧，我好想同不单止同大家一齐系庆贺恭喜你，并且咧好想话俾你听咧呢。同埋內閣都係如是咧，就係咧呢一個就係唔好太睇重咧嗰個嘅嗰個業績，乃係咧要去睇下我哋自己嘅嗰個嘅模樣係點。
These are the most helpful guideline, most important and helpful guidelines that Apostle Paul gave to Timothy when he was pastoring in Ephesus.
當呢個提摩太響呢個以弗所呢個教會服侍嘅時候咧，保羅提醒佢哋。提醒提摩太呢一个系最重要嘅。
And those are the two keys I would like to give to you all too.
今日我就想同大家同埋你两位分享。
So what are the two things that we need to be careful of?
有两样乜嘢最重要呢
？And number one is to watch your life closely.
第一样就系你要谨慎自己嘅生命。
Watch your life.Closely.
你要谨慎自己嘅生命。
Would you like to read with me, the congregation, read with me together, perhaps in English, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 and 15 on the screen?
Yeah. 大家喺睇嗰个银幕啊，提摩太前书第四章第十二同埋第十五节。
Well, let's read it together in whatever language anyway. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress.First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 and 15. Now, Timothy was about 40 years old, according to the historian at that time.
根据历史学家所讲，当其时提摩太大约四十岁左右。
So he was not really young as we thought that he could be a youth. He's not that.
他的年龄并不是这么年轻了，已经。
However, Paul said, people don't mind about your age.
但保罗就提醒他人并不是看重你的年纪的。
But they do mind about immaturity.
但是呢他很看重呢若果你是不成熟的时候呢人就很紧张的了。
So Paul encouraged Timothy, he said, let your outward behavior reveals your inner quality.
所以保罗就提醒提摩太让你的内心的改变呢在外面呢是可以看得到先得。
Because this revealing of yourself this way would inevitably gain the church respect.
因为你的外表是影响整个教会对你的印象的。
So, this will be the things that I think we need to be careful of. Watch our life closely, folks.
所以我就提醒大家要留意你自己的生命。
Now, how can we continue to watch our life closely? There are a few questions and answers. Maybe we can recite them or think about them regularly.
所以如果你要去谨慎自己，有啲咩嘢可以帮助你呢？以下有一啲嘅嘢咧，系可以帮助你系继续嘅，系去成长嘅。
Perhaps the first question that you need to ask always is, what do I want people to see in me?
第一个问题就系话，我愿人睇见我嘅乜嘢咧
？I hope that they will see you. You are a growing pastor.
我盼望。人哋睇见你嘅时候咧，佢会话：哦，呢个系有长进嘅传道者。
You are a growing pastor.
你系一个时常长进嘅牧者。
A growing pastor, a growing person is constantly a learner.
当你系不断嘅成长嘅咧，系表示咧你系不断嘅喺度学习紧。
Not only that you want to ask the question, what do I want people to see? You also want to ask this second question, what do I want people to know?
除了第一条问题之外呢，第二条问题就是说，我愿人知道的究竟是什么呢？
You want people to know for sure that you are a godly and you are a disciplined pastor.
我相信你一定是很想人知道呢，你是一个有操练敬虔的一个传道牧者。
And they know that you are truly a godly person.
他们盼望呢，知道你呢，你真是一个的，是属神的敬虔的人。
So not only what you want people to see in you, to know about you, thirdly is, what do I want people to feel?
第三个问题的时候，你就是我愿意人感受到这些什么东西从你身上可以看到的呢？
I hope people will feel from the bottom of their hearts that you are indeed a servant at work.
我盼望人哋呢，是会在个心底里面啊，认定你呢，是一个忠心服侍的仆人领袖。
That's exactly, from the bottom of their hearts, they feel that you are truly a servant.
他的感觉呢，是要从个心底里面呢，是发出来，知道呢，你是一个仆人领袖来的。
And the fourth question I hope you will ponder regularly is, what do I want people to do then?
下一个问题，最后一个，这个，第四个问题呢，就是呢，你要让人哋咧知道咧，我要人哋想去做啲咩嘢先得咧。
I pray that you will become an example where people will follow as you follow Christ.
因为咧，你点样去效法基督咧，别人就会点样学效你咁样去效法基督。
Now all these things are only possible if you are willing to become the following. I'm going to share.
呢啲全部都能够完成嘅咧，系因为你跟住落去咧，我就讲及到下边嗰啲嘢啦。
You want to become authentic，
你一定要系好真心。
And also to be transparent。
在人嘅面前咧系唔会系有虚伪嘅。
And you need to be willing to be fully dependent on God and also wholly obedient to Him。
你需要咧系完全嘅跟从神，并且系信服佢嘅。
Yes, the fully dependent on Him and wholly obedient to Him.
你要愿意系依赖神嘅。
There are many the people, when you talk about obedience, they only have selective obedience.
当我哋讲及到信服嘅时候咧，有不少嘅人所讲嘅信服咧，都系某一啲嘅地方咧系会信服。
In other words, choosing what I like and also what I don't like。
嗰个意思即系话咧，系选择有边一啲咧，我就会跟；有边一啲咧，我就唔会愿意跟噶啦。
As our pastor, you don't do selective obedience of God。
作为一个牧者咧，在神嘅面前咧，你系唔能够系选择边一啲唔跟从，边一啲跟从。
You don't let your own desire, even your own vision, to dominate the church, but you need to say, Lord, is this what you want me to do?
你唔容许，唔能够咧，系话我你单单系你自己嘅意愿，你嘅意象就去就系作决定。
Yeah, so not only that we should avoid selective obedience，
不单止我哋唔可以系作出某一啲嘅选择。
There is something is called partial obedience. Also, let's beware。
有一啲咧，亦都系咧，系部分嘅顺服嘅啫。
That is, you choose what God wants you to do。
你选择神叫你做嘅某一啲嘅嘢，
but you only do it halfway。
不过咧，你只系
一半嘅做啫，
做一半嘅啫。
That's called partial obedience。
呢个就系叫做部分嘅顺服。
And that is as dangerous as selective obedience。
呢个咧系同头先所讲嘅选择性嘅顺服咧一样咁危险。
And there is a third thing, it's called the delay obedience。
第三方面咧就系迟啲先至顺服。
Yeah, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I have other things more concerned.
你会话咧，我而家有一啲嘢咧仲紧张嘅，所以迟啲先至算啦。
Now, folks, all these things will affect your life.
因为所有嘅呢啲嘅唔完全嘅顺服咧，都会影响你嘅生命。
And therefore, that's why Timothy told, the Paul told Timothy, he said, number one,is watch your life carefully.
所以保罗就提醒提摩太，你要谨慎自己嘅生命。
Well, in the text that we study, not only that we need to watch your life closely, but the second thing is you need to watch your teaching closely.
在这一段的圣经里面，不单止保罗提及到他要紧你提摩太要谨慎自己的生命，第二方面呢，你要留心你自己的教导。
And that is in verse 13 and 14.
第十三节和第十四节。
Well, let us read it together.
我们大家一起读。
Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching, and do not neglect your gift which was given you through prophecy when a body of elders laid their hands on you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 13 and 14. All the pastors, they preach and they teach.
所有的牧者都有机会呢，是教导和讲道。
And we take a lot of time to prepare for sermon, and hopefully that we will teach well and preach well.
我们都花不少的时间呢，做准备，希望呢，我能够讲得好。
Because preaching and teaching are the things that nearly everybody will listen to as they come to worship God.
因为讲道教导的时候呢，有一大班人呢，在这里听你讲嘢。
But when you prepare for the lesson, do you realize that actually brothers and sisters in their hearts, they are actually asking you questions. Questions, they have questions that they want to ask.
你知不知道当你在这里准备的时候呢，其实弟兄姊妹在这里问一些问题的。
You know, many of us thought that the question was, am I teaching well? Am I preaching well? We thought that these are their own concern.
当我们讲完道的时候呢，我们都问其他的人，我讲得好不好啊？
But maybe deeper in their hearts, they are not asking that question.
虽然这些是我们作为一个讲道者的留心的地方，但是呢，其实弟兄姊妹呢，是有第二啲嘅嘢佢哋问緊。
I think there are three questions that they want to ask, but they would not dare to really ask you.
有三条嘅问题呢，其实佢哋极大可能呢，时常喺度问緊，不过佢唔敢同你讲啫。
So maybe let us know what those questions are, and we prepare how to answer them before they ask us.
所以陈心妍牧师而家就帮弟兄姊妹问咗呢三条嘅问题。
Well, the first question that they want to ask is,Do you really care about my spiritual growth?
第一条问题就是，你是不是真的关心我的成长的？
Do you care more about preaching a good sermon than actually looking after my spiritual growth?
你是不是只紧张你自己讲道讲得动不动听，而你其实不关心我的成长？
Do you really care about my spiritual growth?
你是不是真关心我的成长呢？
And every person in this church will be asking you, Pastor, Cabinet, they will be asking you that question.
所以在这里这个教会的每一个弟兄姊妹呢，是问着我们这三位同工的这个问题。
And the second question that they want to ask and they want to know is, can you teach me to grow and to mature?
第二个问题呢，弟兄姊妹会问的呢，就说你能不能够指导我是去成长呢？
In other words, they are asking, do you know the process of growth?Do you know that how to make disciples? Can you really teach me and grow me and help me to mature?
他们的问题就是说，你知不知道究竟怎样帮助一个人成长的过程，以至于他能够成为一个成熟的门徒呢？
So first of all, they ask, do you really care about me?
所以第一个问题就是说，你其实关不关心我？
And the second question they are asking, are you able to really help me?
第二个问题呢，就是说呢，你可不可以帮到我的？
And I know, and I hope, and I definitely know that, folks, our pastor will say, yes, we care about your growth, and then we know how to help you to grow.
我相信我所有的牧师传道呢，他们都真是关心你的成长，同埋呢是愿意呢是帮助弟兄姊妹呢是真是去成长成熟。
But that is a final question, a very important question.
最重要的一个问题也就是这个第三条的问题。
Can I trust you?
我可不可以信得过你呢？
Can I trust you, Pastor?
牧师，我可不可以信得过你呢？
Can I share with you my life, my everything?
我可不可以将我的生命倒出来告诉你听呢？
It is so important that we are trustworthy.
所以是非常重要的，就是我是一个信被人信任的一个人。
We will tell them that we will stay for a long time to make sure you and your family will grow.
我哋会话俾弟兄姊妹听，我会留喺度嘅，我会陪你一齐嘅，帮助你啊，同埋你嘅家庭咧系成长嘅。
Every person is different, but we will make our effort to understand you, understand your background, and then teach you, help you with the word of God, so that you will truly mature in Christ.
虽然每一个人都有唔同嘅需要，但系咧我哋会想办法咧系因应你嘅需要咧系帮助你咧系成长成熟。
So number one, Paul told Timothy.Watch your life closely.
第一，保罗提醒提摩太谨慎你自己嘅生命。
And then watch your teaching closely.
第二系留心你自己嘅教导。
And then finally, at number three, he said, watch doing these two things with perseverance.
第三方面咧就系咧，你要恒心做呢两件事。
And then this is what he said. We'll read it together, verse 16.
然后第十六节啊，保罗咁样讲，我哋大家一齐读。
Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Yeah. And in 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter said, and when the chief shepherd appeared, and you will receive the crown of glory, that you will never fade away, because you are a faithful shepherd.
使徒彼得咁样去讲，当大牧者显现嘅时候，佢会俾嗰啲忠心嘅牧者系一个公义嘅冠冕。
So my encouragement to you, pastors, cabinet, and also brother and sister, is this:
今日我俾大家嘅鼓励，包括两位嘅同工啊，嗰个嘅内阁，同埋所有嘅弟兄姊妹
，and all my staff and all my leaders
啊，所有我哋嘅教牧同工。
Let's learn to be fully dependent and obedient to the will of God and wholly devoted and observant to the needs of the congregation.
让我们继续的是去学习对神是完全依靠和顺服，对会众是全然的摆上和服侍。
I think God will bless us all if we are willing to learn to do that.
我相信神一定会祝福我们，特别当我们是去学习这样是去过我们的生命的时候。
So Pastor Stephen, Pastor Homing, and Pastor Paul, you will do well when you follow this.
三位的牧者，你们会做得好的。
Yeah, we praise God and we'll give thanks to Him.
我们会为向神感谢，并且为你们祈祷。
And let us pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for teaching us through your words.These two simple things that we need to take care of.
天父，我哋感谢你啊！藉着呢两个简单嘅提醒，保罗叫我哋去点样系去成长。我哋盼望就成为我哋成长嘅力量。
Indeed, these are the most fundamental things that a shepherd of God that we need to do.
因为呢啲都系一个作为神嘅仆人，系一个最基本嘅我哋嘅心智。
But we ask that you help all of us.To watch our life closely.
但是你亦都呼吁我们在座的每一位的信徒，因为神你都同样将这个的挑战是给过我们每一个人。
And help us to also read the word of God, teach the word of God also closely.
帮助我们是读你的话语，教导你的话语，并且活出你的话语。
And we are thankful for you, give thanks to you for giving us to a good future.Because we will start well according to the scripture.
我们感谢主，如果我们这样是去生命生活的时候，我们就知道我们行在真理的正途上面了。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们一起的感恩是奉耶稣基督得胜的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.